Three. The smiling face of speed skater Martina Sablikova has been all over the Czech media since she won gold at the Winter Olympics on Sunday. The Czech Republic has almost no tradition of speed skating and no training course, and Sablikova's success represents the culmination of a sporting fairy tale. Ian Willoughby has more.
Martina Sablikova was 11 years old when speed skating coach Petr Novák, on a visit to her parents' flat, noticed her playing hockey on roller skates. He recognized her talent and recommended she come along to training and try out on the ice. 2 years later, when she was 13, Novák told Sablikova she would one day win gold at the Olympics. People thought he was off his head, but the trainer was a driven man, even going on welfare, so he could dedicate himself to coaching. The biggest problem he and his most promising skater faced was a lack of a proper training facility. The Czech Republic has next to no tradition of speed skating and no dedicated course, so they had no choice but to make use of frozen fish ponds in winter and focus on other forms of exercise in the summer months. Together, the two put in thousands of hours of hard work. Martina Sablikova, who is slight-framed and seems quiet, began competing at senior level at the age of 15, and prior to Sunday's triumph in the Olympics, had won every other trophy going. She also holds the world record in her preferred distance, the 5,000 metres. Though still only 22, for some years she's been described as the greatest Czech speed skater of all time. There's a great chance Sablikova will take a second gold in the 5,000 metres next week. But her marvellous success in the 3,000 metres on Sunday could perhaps be enough to spur the realisation of another dream, the building of a dedicated long-track speed skating centre in the small central Bohemian town of Veľký Osek, where she and Novák are neighbours. The project was first mooted when it became clear just how successful Martina Sablikova could be, though for some years plans have been gathering dust. However, according to the mayor of Veľký Osek, things may soon speed up. He says an unnamed sponsor is preparing to invest 1.5 billion crowns, that's nearly $80 million, in the multipurpose arena. However, that would only cover construction. The state would need to pay for the running costs.
Thanks for that report, Ian.